97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
This is a good song, and this is probably the only Rolling Stones song that I know.
The Beast only of, one?
I mean,
that's impossible.
Well, then I could, if you play it, I can instantly tell you that's Beast of Burden.
Released on this day in 1978.
We know there's a reason why you play every single song.
Every single song.
All right, I'm Kim St. Ange filling in for Mark. He returns tomorrow. You know, we've all had the good bosses and just the really crappy bosses that you just can't wait until they leave, or maybe you leave. What do you think about having an AI boss, like a robo boss? Would that be better in some cases? You have to wonder. And that's why we asked Matt Rosen, who is the CEO and founder of Aleda, which is a technology consulting firm that's helping automate companies through AI. We asked him to join the show and explain this because apparently it's already happening. Matt, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on this morning.
So explain what this AI manager is.
Yeah, so if you think about what AI is really good at, it's great at automating tasks, it's great at creating insights out of vast amounts of data, and it's great at creating starting points. And so if you think about where an AI manager could be helpful, it might be distributing workload, might be good at helping employee communications, helping them solve problems. We actually used AI to do our review process, but it still required humans to gather the feedback and feed the AI the feedback and then deliver the response. So I think what we're going to see is not where you report to an AI and never talk to a human, but where the person that you report to is aided by AI in some aspect of assigning you work. And in many ways, AI might be a bit more fair, especially as it, you know, comes to distributing workload and asking for time off and do it in a way that's non-biased. So I don't see your boss going away completely, but you may have a boss that's very heavily aided by an AI.
Well, I think with so many people working remotely after the pandemic, it's got to be hard for a lot of these managers to motivate their employees. You don't see them in the office, so you don't really know if they're staying on task and getting their work done in a timely manner. There were some interesting statistics about the success rate when you involve the AI manager in trying to keep people on task. What were
those? I saw the same survey, and it is interesting. You know, there are some companies out there that are trying this out where they're having, you know, AI, you know, try and keep people motivated, sending them messages. And in many ways, you know, AI doesn't, you know, need to sleep or stop to rest. So it can be ongoing and encouraging people or helping them with their work or being a sounding board on things. So I think there is some merit to what is being discussed. What I don't see is a future where humans aren't regulating the AI or checking in, because ultimately people like to interact with other people. We have a lot of introverted people as part of our workforce that, you know, enjoy working from home. But what we find is they also crave being around other humans and having that human contact from time to time. So, and I'm also seeing a world where a lot of this work is going more hybrid, where people are actually going in the office from time to time. And so right now, you know, most of the AIs we're talking about live, you know, in the cloud. They're not, you know, physical equivalents. So I still see a future where humans go to places and interact and do ultimately report to another human. But, you know, a lot of the communication could be via an AI agent that people do in their daily lives.
Matt, what do you think is the biggest drawback of an AI boss?
Well, you need to maintain some level of fairness and make sure that it's not biased. So if you're going to have an AI engine distributing work, someone's got to check in on it to make sure it is distributing work in a fair way. Also, AI, you know, while it can show empathy, it's kind of a fake empathy, and so people might feel like the AI is disingenuous. So those are some of the challenges. But an AI also doesn't solve complex tasks. We see oftentimes when you feed it certain things, it'll come back with things that are incorrect, and you don't want it, you know, telling people to do the wrong thing. And so there's always got to be a human in the loop. And that's, you know, something we're big believers out of the Aleda. We really are helping organizations identify what are the opportunities across their organization to use AI and then quickly testing things to figure out, you know, which things are going to be viable as they begin their AI journey.
Well, I believe in AI and making the workforce more efficient, the workplace more efficient. I can see some of the things you mentioned, scheduling and things like that. I just cannot imagine getting a text from an AI boss and seeing any value in that whatsoever. I think we should leave that kind of thing to the humans, right?
I agree, but think about this. You know, if you or I had an employee and they're late like 5 days in a row, we're going to get pretty irritated. AI doesn't get irritated. It's going to say, hey, you're late the fifth time in a row. So in some ways, you could take some of the emotion out of having to discipline an unruly employee. But yeah, if you're a hardworking professional, you know, many different jobs, you probably aren't going to want to be talking to a computer, you know, 90% of the day. And that's where, again, I think it comes down to, it's a human aided by AI, assigning work, you know, checking schedules, doing all the things a boss does, but still having that human touch and interaction. I think those that go too far to automate everything, I mean, you saw it with some of the Amazon warehouses, are going to face some backlash. In fact, there was a bill in Congress that didn't make it anywhere called the No Robot Bosses Act, and it had to do with, you know, making sure robots aren't making hiring and firing decisions without human input.
The fact that we even have something called the No Robot Bot is just wild to me that we're at that point in society. So these bots, these AI managers, they would handle disciplinary action in some cases?
Theoretically, they could. I mean, an AI can talk. You know, you can feed it. You know, data is your differentiator, but if you feed a bunch of, you know, employees' feedback or, you know, disciplinary records or things like that, I mean, AI could craft a message and deliver it to someone.
Yeah, I don't know how serious people would take it. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong and people would listen because you can't have your AI bot maybe sass back at you like some managers might.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't have to worry about that grumpy boss or what mood is the AI in. So in some ways it could be beneficial, but like all these things, they come with a positive and negative side. And I think, you know, humans and computers have always worked better together throughout time. And in this aspect, I don't think that's any different. And since the dawn of the industrial age, people think, oh my gosh, this new technology is going to take over my job, but then new jobs get created. And I think, you know, we are at the, you know, the tipping point of some really interesting times ahead. And it's going to need to be a combination of regulations and, you know, people adopting this technology in a smart way. And we're going to make mistakes because it's a new technology. We're still learning how to use it. We're figuring out how to incorporate. I mean, the internet took a generation. I think it's going to take 5 to 10 years to see how it all plays out.
The bot's in a mood today. Heads up. The bot's having a bad Monday. I guess you wouldn't have to say that.
Nope.
Matt, is there any way to gauge like what percentage of companies in the United States are already implementing this to some degree?
Well, I can tell you as a practitioner and that does consulting work across the country, I would say on the West and East Coast, you're seeing some companies really trial it out, some of the big, you know, tech companies. But I think most organizations, at least the ones we work with, you know, which are the mid-market enterprises, are dipping their toe in the water. They're definitely testing it out. But I haven't seen like widespread adoption across most organizations. Who's really using it widely, it's probably a very, very small percentage. But I'd say probably 80-90% of companies out there are doing something, testing out AI to help solve a problem, to scan documents, to, you know, help with clinical trials, to, you know, help write articles, depending on what industry they're in. Everyone's trying it out, but I think we're still a long way from where organizations have like a AI strategy and policy and are training employees in it. You know, we became an AI first company about 18 months ago, so we've been trying to take the lead so that we can help our clients really get ahead as they decide to adopt this technology.
We know this is only the beginning, and what starts on the West and East Coast is usually going to find its way to the Midwest sooner rather than later. So, hey, Matt Rosen, CEO and founder of Aleda, thanks for giving us some time this morning.
All right. Thanks. Have a great day.
Take care. You too. You know, some police stations were using that technology, too, because it's so time consuming to type up the police reports and other court documents that I'd heard some St. Louis region police departments and courts were using this as a way to save time because they're so short staffed. And then I guess like a lieutenant, for example, would have to sign off on it before it could go live and become, you know, official record.
Yeah, I don't mind stuff like that. Efficiency is what this is supposed to be all about. What I don't like is the way AI writes in most cases. I'm sure it'll get better. But if you just leave it the way it is and don't check it, it's a problem. It sounds really overly flowery and misses the point sometimes. But on the other hand, I'm also amazed at how often it does actually get the point of, say, an audio piece. And it just sort of listens, in quote, and then transcribes it.
I see good in this, but it does scare me about where it's going. And like I was just saying, this is only the beginning of it. And I think there's going to be some really scary things that come out of this. And I think about all these college students who have access to this and they're I don't know. It just seems like there's got to be a way for them to cheat the system, because you hear about, oh, don't worry, you know, high schools and universities, they have this technology to combat that and detect if a student's trying to use AI, for example, to write an essay. But every time they find some way to combat it, well, somebody else finds a way to go, you know, have a loophole. And it's just going to be a vicious cycle of trying to keep up with this AI technology. And I don't know. Having an AI boss would be very interesting. Thank goodness the bosses here are great. And I mean that wholeheartedly. But I think we can all say we've probably worked for a boss we would maybe prefer would be robo boss instead.
Yeah.
Get more at 971talk.com.